clear that we're still unclear about the point of the readings this evening? Is there anyone perhaps whose attention drifted and missed the intent of Jesus' urgent command? Let me refresh your memory. Beloved, let us love one another because love is of God. And again, it is not that we have loved God, but that God has loved us. And again, as the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. In the 13 brief verses we heard from St. John's epistle and gospel, the word love appears 17 times. When I asked the children at this morning's 9 a.m. Mass why Jesus would repeat his love command so frequently, one third grader replied, "It's like when my mom tells me over and over again to be careful. It's because I'm really important to her, and she wants to make sure I understand that." I doubt if any biblical theologian could have explained Jesus' repetition any more lucidly than that little girl did. Jesus reiterates the command so persistently because we are important to him, and he wants to make sure that we understand that. But what exactly is it about love that he needs us to understand? In his letter to the Ephesians, St. Paul tells us that the love of husband and wife is a privileged lens through which we might grasp the depth of Christ's love for the church. So perhaps we should begin our inquiry into what Jesus meant by considering married love. These same readings about love that we heard this evening are among the most popular ones chosen for weddings. Unfortunately, the starry-eyed bride and groom mistakenly believe that the romantic love that swells their hearts so abundantly is the kind of love that Jesus is talking about. They don't quite comprehend, on their wedding day at least, that their love is still far from being fully developed. There are, for instance, places in their hearts that don't even exist yet, places that can only take shape when their children are born and draw out from somewhere deep inside them the self-sacrificing and unconditional love that wells up in a mother's heart or a father's heart. There are places in their hearts whose strength they cannot even fathom because they have not yet encountered any great sorrow together. Almost certainly they will, however, and they'll have to learn how to bear not only their own grief, but the grief of their beloved also. By the time of their wedding, most young couples have not yet endured the excruciating disappointment that one spouse can inflict on another. When they do, and when they struggle to forgive the offending spouse, that's when they'll discover just how strong their love really is. That's when they'll recognize the truth uttered by Father Zosima and the brothers Karamazov. Love in action is a harsh and dreadful thing compared with love in dreams. Love in action, even love that is harsh and dreadful, that's the kind of love that Jesus wants us to commit to. And his charge is not just to married couples, it's directed to all of us who call ourselves disciples. Jesus issued this heartfelt appeal to his disciples at the Last Supper. But just before he told them to love one another, he showed them what love in action might look like. Do you remember? While they were still eating, he got up and washed their feet. That wordless gesture tells us better than any instruction what love in action entails. Humble, loving service to people who don't always deserve it. Christian love expresses itself in tender affection, to be sure, but it is found even more profoundly self-sacrificing service to another person. in helping someone else to shoulder their sorrow, and in forgiving those who have offended us. How different might our families be? How much better would our parish be if we learned to tap that power already given to us in baptism and consistently nurtured in us through the Eucharist to act lovingly as Jesus requires? But even if we sincerely aspire to that kind of discipleship, our reservoir of Christian love cannot be exhausted just within our family or our church. Authentic Christian love, harsh and dreadful love, necessarily seeks an outlet in the world. How can we expect countries to sacrifice their national privilege in favor of the common good if we Christians do not model that kind of love at home? How can we expect clashing racial, religious, and ethnic groups to forgive one another historic offenses of staggering proportions if we cannot provide an example by forgiving those who have hurt us? As Jessica reminded me in today's earlier Mass, Jesus reiterates so persistently, even relentlessly, the command that we love one another because we are important to Him, and He wants to make sure that we understand that only love in its fullest dimension can heal our families. Only love in its fullest dimension can heal our world. I'd like to say a couple of words to our first communicants this evening. Sienna and Kilman and Jack Mora, this is a very important day for you, but also for our church, because you are saying, before it was my mother or my father who brought me to baptism, but now I am choosing to live my life as a friend of Jesus. You may have heard me say in the homily, what Jesus wants us to do is to love one another always, even when it's difficult. That's a hard thing to do, to love everybody, especially to love people who don't love us back. But that's what Jesus asks us to do. And it becomes easier to do if we learn to ask Jesus for that help. When you receive communion tonight, and every time you receive communion, you invite Jesus into your heart, and you say to Jesus, help me to be the best girl, help me to be the best boy that I can be. You're probably not going to receive communion every day, but you can say that same prayer every day. When you wake up in the morning, you just bless yourself and say, Jesus, thank you for this new day, help me to be the best girl, the best boy that I can be today. And at the end of the day, the same thing, just before you go to sleep, bless yourself and say, thank you, Jesus, for all that you have given me this day. I'm sorry I haven't always been as loving or as helpful as I could have been, but I ask your help so that tomorrow